the title for this family service is Windmill or War. Might seem a bit of a strange title. And if you had to pick which one you were more like, which would it be? That's my question. It depends on from where you look at it, doesn't it? How you look at the situation. Sometimes it might be better to be a wall. Sometimes it might be better to be a windmill, might it? We'll see. Anyway, I hope I'll make it a bit clearer. So first of all, let's look at windmills to start with. All different types of windmills. Just put the next PowerPoint up. These are the ones that we probably all have had in our hands at some time or another. There's even some like them at the front there, what they're going to use later on, or somebody is. Bright, they easily spin. You've only to blow them a little bit, haven't you? And away they go, easily moved. But when the wind is really strong, what happens to them? Vroom, they either go around really fast until they just fall to bits, don't they? But they can go. They're a toy, really, aren't they, for the beach? But still, a type of windmill. The next one, please, Stephen. This is a different type of windmill. Wind turbines. You've probably seen a lot of these sprouting up all over the place at the moment, haven't you? Big, strong, very tall. If you ever stood underneath one, you're looking up quite a way, a couple of hundred feet. Surprisingly enough, they spin with just a little bit of wind. They have an electric motor which just gets them going, and then once the wind takes over, they can move just with the gentlest of breeze, which is quite unbelievable for something so big. When the wind gets a bit stronger to a certain speed, these actually start to produce electricity, don't they, from the wind. They produce electrical energy from the wind, so they convert the wind into supposedly green energy. The next one, which you probably know better, the more traditional sort of windmill, made out of wood and probably bricks and iron and things. These type of windmills were mainly used for, what would you think these were mainly used for? Yeah, grain, and sometimes they use windmills for turning machinery in certain factories like water wheels and that type of thing. So older type of one, mainly used for grain. If you've ever been inside of one of them when they've been working, they're quite big and bulky and jerky and rattly. But yeah, the wind still manages to turn them. When you look at something like that with all the holes in the sails and things, you think, how could the wind actually turn that? But they do. It's how they're designed. Old-fashioned, yet they're still able to turn just like any other windmill. I haven't actually gone through all the different types of windmills because there's quite a lot, but just bear in mind there's a lot of different types of windmills, from really little things to sort of big turbines and the bigger windmills like these. If you think about walls, and I mean not ice creams or sausages, I mean the brick type. Just put the first picture up, Stephen. All in all, you're just another... Yeah, some people know the songs, you see. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. That's what that is, just a plain, sort of, you'd call it quite boring wall, wouldn't you? In fact, it's a lot like the bricks that this church had built out of. You go outside and look at the type of brick, very, very similar to the brick this church is made out of. The next picture, please, Stephen. This is what can be done if you've got the right amount of bricks or stones or whatever. It can be made into a big, immovable wall or a fortress that would take actually a bomb to move it or to destroy it. Next one, please, Stephen. Yeah, another different type of wall. Has anyone seen one like that before? I've never seen one like that before either, but yeah, it's a wall, isn't it? It's a, well, three sides you can see there. There might be more. Something different, but yet it's still a wall. If you think about walls, what do they actually do? We can understand what windmills do fairly easy. What do walls do? They protect certain things. Some walls keep things out, and some walls keep things in, don't they? Depends what they've been built to do. Some walls protect us, some walls surround us. I'm sure Lego fans have built walls out of the little Lego bricks, haven't they? Used to be one of my pastimes. And Adrian built a big wall, didn't he? At the other end of the scale. So walls can come in all shapes and sizes, can't they? Just before we look at tonight's scripture, I'll just put that question in your mind again. Which are you most like, a windmill or a wall? Or which do we need to be like? And at times the answer would be both. But for tonight, I'd like us just to read Isaiah 43. And I'm going to read from verse 18 to 21. Might think this is a bit of a strange scripture for windmills and walls, but it isn't, as we'll see. So Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 21. This is God talking to the children of Israel through the prophet Isaiah. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, and the jackals and ostriches, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. So as I said here, God is talking to his people. Not only to the people of Israel then, but also, in a way, he's talking to us as well, as we're going to see tonight. Because it says all scripture is God-breathed and suitable for us. In verse 18, he says, forget the things that have gone in the past. Don't spend time thinking about what could have been. Now, I'm sure that everyone in here at some time or another has thought about what could have been already. You know, even sometimes at young ages we think, well, if I'd have just done that, or if I'd have just, you know, been in that place at that time, things would have been different. But God here is telling the children of Israel, and in some way us, to forget the things of the past and look forward to the things that we're going to do, the things that we're doing now. In verse 19, in the King James Version, it begins with behold. But what it means is saying, look! Yeah. Now, in a bright way, I'm going to do something new. It will spring up into being. But then he says those words, shall you not know it? Or in other words, would you recognize it if it did? Would we recognize it and move with it? Verse 19 continues. God says, I am going to do something radical. And if you look at the two things where he mentions, roads in a wilderness, why would anyone build a road in a wilderness? Why would anybody build a river in a desert? But these are miraculous things to happen, aren't they? And God says, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to build a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. How we need the miraculous move of God, don't we? Yeah. To quench and to bring life to desolate places and to desolate people. Now, it's easy to read those verses. I think, yeah, it's the Old Testament. God is actually talking about he's going to build a road in the wilderness, you know, so that people can travel. God is actually going to bring a river, you know, through the desert so that people can drink. But it talks about more than that. It talks about spiritual things, doesn't it? These verses are really talking about God moving on this land in power in the past, at the present, and in the future. A mighty spiritual wind that can sweep throughout a land, our land, and transform it. I will do a new thing. It will be spontaneous. But will we catch it? Will we move with it? Will we be able to see it with our spiritual eyes? Or are we blinded? Are we windmills or are we walls? And I'll explain that a little bit now. When the wind of God's Holy Spirit starts to blow, how we react will determine whether we are windmills or whether we are walls. Yeah. In this scenario, we ought to be windmills, didn't we? Like when God's Spirit starts to gently try to blow to make us to do something new, we need to be ready and movable, like those little plastic windmills that we saw earlier, easily to move with a little breeze and then spins wildly as the wind increases. So sensitive to God's wind of prayer power and change and be able to move in it and with it. Or we could be the wind turbine. Like the wind turbine, we can move in a new way, strong and powerful, and converting the wind of the Holy Spirit into the power to do stuff. The power that can travel the land and even the world.
Yeah.
And then there's the traditional windmill, the old-fashioned and a bit crotchety, but can still move as the wind blows. And maybe we're not as fast as the little windmill or as big and powerful as the turbine, but so long as we can still see and hear God's moves, we are part of it.
Yeah.
May take longer to get going, but still a powerhouse with the right wind. We need to be the windmills, all types, but all being able to recognize, harness, and move as the wind of the Holy Spirit blows and tries to move us. Being flexible as the wind of change blows.
Yeah.
You know, the church that doesn't move on is the one that gets left behind, is the one that ends up empty. We don't want to be walls when the Holy Spirit starts to blow or starts to move, do we? This is what the wall-like person says. I'm not moving. You'll have to go round me, or over me, or through me. I'm happy just standing or sitting here. I've been like this for years. What's the problem? Well, the wind of the Holy Spirit will pass over that person or by that person whose mindset is like that of a brick wall, immovable and unfeeling. God will leave us behind if we don't move at the urge of His Holy Spirit's wind. Let me finish by asking you this question. Do we act like a windmill or a wall when the Holy Spirit starts to blow? When God says, I am going to do something new and different, do we try our best to move with it, to be part of it? Or do we try our best to block it and say, no, that's not for me, I'm not having any of that? Spiritual windmill or wind jamming wall, which are we? It's a right tongue twister, isn't it? Could God move you and me by His Spirit? Could He actually do it? Could He put the vision in our mind and actually make us do something? Could God actually move our church by His Holy Spirit to do something new? Could God move our land by His Holy Spirit into a new time, into a new season? The answer to all of those is yes, isn't it? If we're receptive, if we're flexible, if we're willing to move at the impulse of God's Spirit. Can we see the move? Can we feel the wind? And how do we react? Amen.